This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, Backbiting versus False Accusation. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We all know that backbiting is bad, isn't that right? Backbiting is something discouraged, not just in Islam, even socially, you know, we see that people, they usually do not like backbiters, right? Backbiting is a sin, and a believer must not do backbiting of another believer. But someone may argue that they are not backbiting someone. Instead, they are simply stating the facts and reality. So how can it be a sin? What's wrong with it? You understand the scenario? Some people try to justify their act of backbiting by saying that what I'm saying is a reality. It's not something, you know, that I'm lying and I'm putting on this other believer without any proof. No. So they would be like, if I'm explaining the reality, how in the world is it a sin? How in the world would it be qualified to be backbiting? Well, let's turn to the Prophet of Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and get the answer. He says, backbiting is speaking about your brother what he does not like to be mentioned. And then he added, know that if you mention what is actually in him, this is backbiting. And if you mention what is not actually in him, this is a false accusation. See the difference between backbiting and false accusation? In the eyes of Islam, in the eyes of Allah, both of them are problematic. But remember, backbiting is a real deficiency that a believer has, and false accusation is making up a story or, you know, blaming something on a believer that he does not carry. Both of them are a sin, and we are not supposed to do that. Welcome back, dear listeners. Today we are discussing the topic of backbiting versus false accusation. Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, has said, backbiting is saying about your brother what Allah has hidden for him, but mentioning what is not hidden, for example, a coarse personality or hastiness, which is open characteristics, is not backbiting. However, false accusation is mentioning negative qualities that are not in him. Again, this was the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam. The key here is to not reveal a defect of a believer that Allah has hidden for him, right? That said, talking about a personality trait that is obvious and out and open is not considered to be backbiting, technically speaking. While we are at it, there is an akhlaqi and a moral principle that should also be mentioned here. And that is, would you like people to discuss a negative personality trait that you may possess? Well, the answer of most of us is going to be, obviously not. Therefore, we should avoid to discuss the negative aspects of another believer's personality. What we discussed here is not a license to backbite, or it's not a license to highlight the deficiencies of other believers. We're saying that strictly, technically speaking, when it comes to backbiting, it is something that Allah has kept it to be a secret, right? Other than that, if there is a deficiency that a believer may possess and it's out in public, then talking about that technically is not considered to be backbiting.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.